Welcome to Mindset and Money Mastery for Photographers, the podcast. We help overwhelmed photographers make more money while simplifying their business by mastering their, you guessed it, mindset and money. Tune in each week for practical and actionable tips to take your photography business up a notch. Let's dive right in.
So I am incredibly excited today to be here with Corey and Catherine talking about a conference that is coming up this year called Canadian Imaging. I am incredibly excited because I'm actually going to be attending and speaking at the conference this year. And whenever I first met with Corey and Catherine and they were telling me about the conference, I knew that I had to find a way to make it there and make this work because it really, truly sounds like such an awesome event. I think one of the things that I love the most that I've heard about it is that there's like a really strong sense of community, and it's a really great group of people where you get to know people and you get to do life with people while you're at the conference. And it isn't one of those giant mega conferences where there's like 10,000 people and you feel overwhelmed by all the people. So I think I've been telling a lot of people who I've talked to, like, if you love the idea of conferences, but they kind of scare you because they're so big and giant and you think like it's just going to be this swarm of people, which some of them can be, then I think that this is a great experience to look into and to join because it's going to be a smaller, more intimate gathering of people versus the giant conference thing. So I don't know. I hope I did my explanation justice there. And what I think is a really cool selling point of why I'm looking forward to Canadian Imaging. But I would love, Corey and Catherine, if y'all can introduce yourselves. Catherine, do you want to introduce yourself first?
Sure. My name is Catherine Gardner, and I am the conference coordinator for Canadian Imaging. I've been doing this for a few years, and it's been really exciting watching it grow and evolve. This year, we've got so much on the itinerary that I'm just so excited.
Yes. And you have your own business too, right?
Yes, I am a full-time photographer. I live in Nelson, British Columbia, which is a small town sort of in the middle of nowhere. I run a portrait studio, and I'm looking forward to this conference because it's going to teach me stuff and get me involved. That's what I do.
Okay, what's your business called? I don't think you said that, did you?
My business is called KDG Photography, and I operate out of KDG Photography Studio. And the KDG, incidentally, stands for Catherine Dorothy Gardner. And Dorothy was the name of my mother and my grandmother, and I'm so proud of it.
I love that. That's amazing. Okay, Corey, you're up next. Tell us who you are.
I'm Corey Lindrews, and I am the assistant coordinator for Canadian Imaging. And I work closely with Catherine. This is my second conference working with her. And yeah, it's a lot of work, but we've been having a lot of fun. And I think we've got a really great event coming up, and I'm really excited about it. I'm also a full-time portrait photographer, and I live up in 150 mile BC. That is a real name.
And it's even more remote than Nelson.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I'm in a remote community. And my business name is Corey Lindrews Photography.
Awesome. Okay, so Catherine, why don't you spill with us what the specifics are, when it is, where it's happening. And also, I think registration is coming to a close. People can still join us. So yeah, share with us the specifics.
The when and where. This conference is taking place on April 5th to 7th. It's in Victoria, British Columbia, and we're hosting out of a hotel called the Hotel Grand Pacific, which is across the street from the harbor. So our whole venue is smack dab right downtown in Victoria, which is a beautiful coastal historic city full of amazing architecture, marine life, gardens. So if you can eke out a little bit of time to leave the conference, then there's amazing things to see around it. But the conference itself is going to be so full. The itinerary, we have speakers, we have socials, we have an expo with trades coming, all the big camera companies, some printers, various vendors. And so this gives people a chance to touch and feel product and talk to the reps and ask questions. So there's just so much going on over that weekend. And Victoria is actually a pretty easy place to get to. You can fly into Victoria International Airport. You can also fly to Seattle and take a ferry called the Clipper Ferry that goes directly from Seattle to the dock in Victoria, is one block from our venue. So that makes a really fun trip to get there if you're international. Some Canadians will even fly down to Seattle and come up on the Clipper because it's a nice experience. So Victoria is a big city with kind of a small town feel, and there's so much to do there if you wanted to extend your trip as well.
I love that. I am excited. I am staying an extra day so I can have a day to explore. But I'm also excited because y'all are doing the, what is it called?
The marine photo tour. And I'm going to be on the boat with you.
And Corey's going to sign up too, right, Corey?
Yes, I'm probably going to sign up too.
Okay, good. I was like, you know what? I'm going to this. I might as well stay an extra day, even though it's in the middle of crazy season. And I'm telling you, if I can carve out of my life during that time of year for me to come to this conference and to spend an extra day exploring, like each and every one of you listening to this can take the time out of your lives to get away, learn, grow, spend time with other photographers. It's worth it. I can't think of a time that going to a conference or a workshop or anything hasn't been worth it. There's always something golden that you're going to take home from it. So Corey, tell me what your experience has been like going to the conference as just a normal person. Like, what has that been like for you?
Well, my first conference I went to was in 2018, and it was in Richmond, BC. I'm one of those people that was like, oh my God, I'm going by myself. I don't know anybody. I felt like it was like a really big conference for me. And so I was quite nervous. But yeah, I got there, registered. I made a goal to, I was going to come away from the conference with one new tip for my business, and I was going to meet one new friend. And that was sort of, I just set my expectations there. And like I said, I was really nervous because I was going by myself, and I walked away with probably 6 or 7 new friends. I instantly met somebody and, you know, no longer felt lonely. It was like this huge group just embraced me. Yeah, it was just so much fun, and I learned a lot. It was such a great weekend. We had so much fun.
I love that. It's funny, just my experience going to like imaging here in the US. It's like you meet people and they're with like a group of photographers, and you're like, oh, are y'all from the same town? Do y'all know each other? And they're like, no, we met at imaging 5 years ago, and every year we meet up and we hang out at imaging. And it's like when you go to these conferences, like year after year, you get these friends that are become your conference buddies. But there's something else you said that I think is really important, and that is you were terrified to go into this feeling like you weren't going to know anybody or you're going to feel alone. But I think it's so important to know that everyone going to a conference, whether it's their first time or their 10th time, I think secretly has that fear of like, what if I feel alone? What if I don't know anybody? What if I don't see anyone? And so like, know that when you walk into a room and you sit down, that chances are the people around you are feeling the same way. So don't be afraid to just like talk to them, because it's not just you feeling like that. I did a podcast episode before imaging here in the US, actually earlier this year, and someone came up to me and they were like, I listened to that episode about like other people also feel scared and alone and like they don't know anybody. And I made it a goal when I sat down in the first room I sat in to just turn and talk to the people next to me. And then the person next to me was like, I'm so glad you talked to me because I was so scared and I don't know anybody. And like, look, we just made friends, and they hung out like the whole time. So I think that's really a really important lesson to go into conferences.
And I think that's probably one of the biggest things that I love about PPOC and Canadian Imaging is we all have name tags. And so if you are a new member, it'll say new member on your tag. And I kind of feel like our organization sort of sources you out, right? And works really hard to make you feel welcomed. And, you know, they will pair you up with other photographers, you know, like, oh, you shoot wildlife. Well, hey, I know so-and-so. Hey, come over here. Come meet someone. You know, it's a really welcoming and engaging group of people.
I was going to say the same thing. The PPOC is the Professional Photographers of Canada. And the PPOC has been hosting this conference for many, many years. And I felt the same way as Corey did when I went to my first conference in 2013. I went by myself and I didn't know anyone. And I hooked up with roommates. I got connected with people that I'd never met them in my life. And then I was their roommate. And now they're lifelong friends. And so not only they live across the country, but we still communicate about business as well as personal things. So as much as the speaker presentations are so incredibly amazing, it's the conversations that take place after the presentations in the lineup at the buffet for your lunch or sitting down at dinner, or just taking a break. People talk about the talks and kind of get more ideas from them. And also our speakers, most of our speakers are there the whole weekend. So after the conference, you can go sidle up to your favorite speaker and ask them questions over lunch. Like, it's that much of a community.
Just to add on what Catherine was saying, that's kind of one of the reasons we decided to go with your full registration conference ticket. Most of the meals are included. And we've decided to go that route again this year because we felt that there was a lot more networking happened over breaking bread. So yeah, so you know, we can have dinner and everyone can chat and you don't have to leave to find a McDonald's.
Hey, I love that. It reminds me of like Texas school where you're like in class with the same people all day and then you're going and having lunch or doing dinner together. And then there's parties in the evening and there's all this stuff happening. And it's like when you spend days with the same group of people, you really get to know them, which is really nice. I've heard the vibe of Canadian Imaging compared to Texas school, which I feel like speaks a lot because I think Texas school has such a good, rich reputation of the experience. So the fact that people would say it kind of has that same feeling to it and the same vibe to it is really awesome. Catherine, why don't you tell me about the learning part of this? How does this work with the speakers? Everyone is in all the same classes, right? So you don't have to choose where you want to go and make those hard decisions. Share with us like what the educational side of it's like.
Okay. Yeah. So we used to run a couple of different programs at the same time slot and people would choose which genre or which talk they wanted to hear. And then we got a lot of feedback that people wanted to see everything because even if you don't shoot the same genre as the speaker, everybody has something to share and you can bring something into your own business from virtually every speaker. So we switched it to having one speaker at a time. So when you register for this conference, you are signed up for every speaker. There are a couple of optional programs if you want to extend your stay. So I'll start with those. On the Friday before the conference kicks off, we have a Victoria photo tour with a local professional photographer who's going to take people around Victoria and show you the nooks and crannies that the average tourist is not going to see to photograph and get to know the city. Then we also have a portrait and wedding workshop. And so this is more of a hands-on workshop with a photographer named Rabbi Maddie. And he's a amazing award-winning wedding photographer, a portrait wedding photographer. And so he's doing a workshop. And then on the Monday, as you already alluded to, we have our marine photo tour where we'll spend a 3-hour tour on, if anyone knows Gilligan's Island, I might be dating myself, but yeah, sailing around on a catamaran, not sailing, but motoring around, looking for wildlife and coastal scenery. Then the meat and potatoes of the actual conference, we have 10 speaker presentations lined up and we've got speakers from Canada, the US and the United Kingdom, which is pretty exciting. So we have Rachel Owen coming. She's a hot topic right now in the World Photographic Cup. She's going to do a green screen photo shoot demo. A second part is going to be editing that. So that's pretty exciting. We actually have, I think, 3 or 4 speakers who are all competing on the World Photographic Cup. So we've got quite a bit of talent. Anna Beaudry is doing an architectural photography talk called Building Character, How to Capture Personality of a Building. We have Claude Brazeau, who won our Yusuf Karsh Award last year for his lifelong experience in photography. And he's doing a seminar on natural light photography. It's amazing. You see what he does and you can't believe he pulled this out of a natural light environment. Derek Ford is the person who's doing the Victoria tour and he is going to work with us on the business of commercial photography. So nuts and bolts behind a commercial photographer business. Cassandra Jones, another WPC World Photographic Cup photographer, she's going to talk about storytelling and photographs and the human connection. And she's got amazing painterly work. Gary Hill is our UK photographer, and he's a lighting expert, and he's going to do a talk about putting the fine into fine art. Later on that day at the Photography Expo, he's going to have a backdrop set up and do lighting demonstrations all day. So double hitter for Gary. Then we have Corinna Kinsler, and she is going to break down the walls keeping you from the mythical five-figure clients. And I can't wait to hear your talk, Corinda. I've been looking a little bit at the stuff you do, and I hear various podcasts and whatnot. So we're so excited to have you. Tracy Munson is from Eastern Canada, and she is doing a talk, Every Pet is a Masterpiece. You got to see this woman's photography of dogs, cats, chickens, goats, you name it, she can do it. And she's going to talk about how you capture such amazing images with animals that don't always listen like we want them to. And finally, we have Pratik Naik, and he is going to be talking about revolutionizing your workflow with artificial intelligence tools. And the cool thing about his talk is he hasn't given us an outline, because everything is changing so fast in AI that he's going to like hammer out his program at the last minute so he can give us the most up-to-date information. So jam-packed, wide variety, bring lots of snacks and water, and you're going to be really busy during those talks.
I love that. Something else that I think I noticed from the schedule, and I could be wrong here, but I feel like your speakers have more time to speak than most conferences. Like sometimes you go to conferences and the speakers are speaking for like 30, 40 minutes. It's super quick and you don't really get to take a whole lot out of it because the speakers are so constrained on their time. And I feel like your speakers have more time. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Every speaker has an hour and a half time slot. So they can speak for an hour or 75 minutes, and then there's always time for questions built in. So there is lots of time for speakers to get into the topic and lots of time for the audience to ask questions and really delve into the topic.
Yeah. And I love that because I think like that's what people want to come to conferences and actually walk away with something they're going to learn from each speaker and really walk away with good information. So I think having that extra time is really nice, especially like then you can do Q&A and stuff. So I do love that about the structure. Also, I should point out, we're talking about Canadian imaging, but there are people from all over the place that come to Canadian imaging. You do not have to be from Canada. You do not have to be a member of Professional Photographers of Canada. People here in the States, go hop on a plane, go do it. Where do you help pull people from?
Looking to create more magic in your business? Make sure you join us over in Your Magic Year. Your Magic Year is our new year-long program designed to help give you direction and guidance as you move throughout the next year in your business. Together, we're going to work through quests each and every month. We're going to have a magical training every month to give you guidance and direction. But most importantly, you're going to be surrounded in a community of people that are also working towards the same goals as yourself, so you don't have to feel alone. Check out the link in the show notes.
Everywhere. We have one fellow who's come to almost every Canadian imaging from India. He flies over here for that, I think, because it's such a strong community-based conference. People from Australia, from the United States, from Italy. Yeah, we've had
Nigeria.
People from everywhere. Nigeria.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And we love that because people from different parts of the globe can bring different elements and thoughts and ideas, which just helps everybody grow and get creative.
Yeah. So this is a fun fact about me. My first job as a photographer, I worked for a Canadian company.
Yay!
And I would spend a week at a time with them at livestock shows. And then I would go home and I would start saying Canadian words and speaking with a Canadian accent. My husband's like, what's wrong with you? Why are you saying A?
Well, y'all, we like the word A.
That's my fun fact about Canada and my life. And I've never been to Canada either, so I'm very excited. One day I want to come and go to the Calgary Stampede, though. That is like a bucket list thing after seeing all the photos from it and stuff. I think it'd be really fun. Okay, so what kind of advice would you share to someone that is thinking about attending your conference, but they're just like, I don't know if a conference is right for me. I don't know if it's going to be worth it. I don't know if I should spend this money going to a conference. What would you say to them?
The money is definitely worth it. The connections that you make, the networking, the education. We have 10 different speakers. I mean, if you were to try and do that online, it would cost you a fortune. So I do believe that the value in the price of the conference is there. And my advice, if you first time, do what I did. I set a goal, you know, I'm going to walk away with one friend and I'm going to learn, you know, something I can apply to my business. And I felt that by doing that, that was the attitude that I took. And like I said, I mean, I walked away with like 10 new buddies. It was a group of girls and it's like we'd known each other for years by the time we were done. And, you know, we've still remained really good friends. Like Catherine said, I mean, they turn into lifelong friends. And yeah, even though some of them live across the country, I mean, we get to see each other every year at Canadian Imaging. Yeah, that would be my advice.
I love that.
I'll focus on the nervousness. If you're nervous about coming to Canada, which is another country for you, or you've never been to a conference, or you've been to bigger conferences and you just don't like the vibe of all that activity, this conference, we keep saying it, it's all about community. And as soon as you arrive, you will feel so welcome. And, you know, if you tell somebody, oh, I shoot this, then likely they will pair you up with someone right away and you'll have someone to sit beside. And then you will be, you know, meeting more people through that. And because there is so much going on, you won't have time to be nervous. Once you get there, you'll just be so immersed in the activities and the socials and the meals and the talking and the chatting. And make sure you get plenty of sleep. Ha ha, you're not going to get any sleep. You're going to want to try to rest and take lots of notes because so much happens that you might forget. So those goals that you make, you want to write them down. Pen and paper, laptop, tablet, doesn't matter. You need to record. But I wouldn't hesitate. I mean, I didn't. In 2013, I had just joined PPOC and I heard about the conference and I just put my money down and here I am. What is it? Over many years later, running the thing.
Yes. I want each of us to share a tip for getting the most out of a conference. What is some piece of advice you would give? And I'll give my piece of advice first because I think this is the most important piece of advice when you go to a conference is you're going to learn so much and you're going to feel like your brain is a little bit mushy and overwhelmed and you're going to take so many notes and go home, let the thing sink in a little bit and then go back through all of your notes and really just say, okay, I really love this idea at the conference. I really was like gung-ho on implementing this in my business. And then ask yourself, does this really align with me? And do I really understand and have enough information to implement this in the right way yet? Because I think sometimes there's this urge to go to conferences and like you hear a piece of advice and you just implement it almost a little blindly based on the excitement and adrenaline of the conference. And then 6 months later, you're like, why the heck am I doing this thing? I don't even know what this is. Oh yeah, I kind of got like a little bit of the story at a conference. So I just took it and ran with it and put it in my business, but I didn't really think it through. So my challenge for anyone at any conference they go to is to think through the information and make sure they fully understand a concept before they implement something that they only halfway understand, because then you're just doing the cookie cutter business thing where you're plopping someone else's business into your business and it might not work for you. So that's my advice. I feel like that was kind of not a, that was a lesson learned of my conference days of copying and pasting what I heard speakers saying and then going, what the heck am I doing 6 months later? So that's my experience. But there are so many good things. I don't want to say that they're not good. I just want to say fully take the time to understand and process them before you implement them.
I love that, Corinda. That expands on my idea, which I'll just briefly say because I've got another one. But I used to, as I left the conference, highlight the most important things to me, but I didn't take it to the next step that you just described. And that, I mean, that's worth its weight in gold, the advice you just threw out there, to really understand what we've learned before we implement it. Yeah. But what I was going to say is, be prepared to remember the people that you meet. So when I first started to going to conferences, people carried physical business cards. I guess that's kind of going by the wayside. But we would all trade our business cards, and then I would physically write on them where I was when I met them, or what it was we talked about, or something that would jog my memory about who that person was. So then after the conference, I could connect with them, and it wouldn't be like, who are you again? I think I met you. And I'd kind of know what they were talking about, or I could ask them advice, or, you know, it was just a better connection. So now we have technology. You can do that using your phones. If you share contact information, write a few notes about where you met them, what you talked about, just so that you can nurture that networking, that friendship later after you leave the conference.
Yeah, I love that. I tend to ask people what their Instagram is, and I follow them on Instagram, and then I screenshot their profile so that it's in my phone camera roll and I don't forget who they are. And then I also will send them a DM on Instagram and be like, hey, I'm so glad we ran into each other at the coffee shop, or I'm so glad that we sat next to each other in this class. Because then if I can't remember that message, or if they forget how they met me, it will help jog their memory too. So for you Instagram people, it doesn't work when people don't have Instagram. Corey, let's hear your piece of advice.
Okay. I'm going to talk about, again, going by yourself. I'm a introverted extrovert. Anyway, I get nervous easily around very large groups of people. So what I like to do is I will sort of source out a person that's either standing off by themselves, or they're, you know, getting a coffee at the coffee bar. And then I will target that person and head on over. And I will either comment on, oh, I really like your scarf. Like, where did you get that? Or love those earrings. Or, you know, I'll compliment the person in some way. And then that just easily starts the conversation. And I'm not walking up to like a group of four or five people and, you know, they're already chatting. I've singled out this one person. And that's kind of, I feel, then it just evolves from there, you know, because then that person already knows that group of four people. So they'll take me back to their group. And then I meet four or five more other people. And before long, I'm not at the conference alone. So that would be my advice. Find that person that's off in the corner by themselves and just go up and say hi, or compliment what they're wearing, or initiate the conversation in some way. And that's what I find works for me when I'm in a situation by myself and don't know anybody. And yeah, I find that one person.
That's also a great marketing piece of advice. That's like the best marketing tool ever. It's just like complimenting random people in public and starting conversation with strangers, because they can be your next client. And that's a tool I use at like when I do events and stuff and like expos with my business. If I sit there and I will make it a game, like, how many people can I compliment today? Honestly, people don't get compliments a whole lot in life. And I think that when you do like come up to somebody and you compliment them on something, they're like, ah, thanks.
You made their day. I think as adults, we all have some sort of playground trauma going on that prevents us from walking up to the group, or, you know, that are already playing dodgeball or whatever. So I find as adults, we're kind of like, ooh, I don't know. Do I want to go over there and say hi? What if they won't let me play with them?
Like,
but they will.
They will.
They will.
I love that. That's such great advice. This has been really fun getting to chat with y'all. If somebody wants to register, when is the last day to register?
Time is running out. The deadline to register for the full conference is March 15th. To do so, go to our website at canadianimaging.org, and that will get you to our website. Then you can read more about all the speakers and click on the button to register.
Yeah. And then you can use the code Corinne20. And then you can sign up for the marine life photo tour that I'm going to go on, which is also kind of scary. Like, I'm a little bit scared, but at the same time, I'm like, it's going to be so fun being on a boat full of strangers that aren't going to be strangers by then, because everyone's going to be so nice.
No one's going to be a stranger by then.
Right?
So they're going to be like, oh my God, go away.
So, I mean, if you want to get stuck on a boat with me for 3 hours and you can just stand there and pick my brain, because yeah, that's all I know how to do anyways, talk business. So then come join us. And I am so excited to be joining y'all this year and to experience it. And I hope that I get to see many of y'all that are listening. I know there's a handful of my people that are coming. I feel like there's a few of my Canadian people. I feel like I have a lot of Canadian coaching clients right now too, which is, I shipped like 10 books to Canada, which is stupid expensive, by the way.
It's probably cheaper than shipping within Canada.
Oh, gosh. And I will have some books with me at Image. If y'all are coming, if you're listening to this and you're coming to Canadian Imaging and you want to grab a book, send me a message before. That way I know how many books to bring too. And so it will help me, because I'm going to ship some books up there as well. Well, I am super excited to be there. And thanks for joining me and talking about it. And hopefully everyone's listening to this and they're like, dang it, I need to go. Also, just come. I know it's like a month away, but just come do it. Be spontaneous. When we were on our honeymoon in Jamaica, we learned this response, which is, why not? Like, somebody asks you something and you're like, and they're like, why not? Just do it. And we kind of took that as a joke home from our honeymoon in Jamaica. Like, when an opportunity presents itself, just be like, why not? Literally, why not do it? You really don't have anything to lose. I mean, yeah, it just costs money. But other than that, you don't have anything to lose. So just do it. So go to CanadianImaging.org. It's April 5th through 7th. And you have until March 15th to register. Thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Thank you, Corinda.
Thanks, Corinda.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to support the podcast, please make sure you share it on social media or leave a rating and review. As always, you can check out the links and resources in the show notes over at MasterYourMindMoney.com. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at MasterYourMindMoney. And don't forget to join our free Facebook group, Photography Business Tune-Up with Corinda K. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.